Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, broadcasting from Music Fest 2025. Honored to have Miss Courtney hanging out with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me always. It makes me so happy to be here with you because you make me laugh.
Last night, I got to see the Genesis, what would y'all call that? The ladies show?
I don't know. Dixon named it, but Susie Boggess called it the Hurtin' Nanny. Instead of a hootin' nanny, a H-E-R, hurtin' nanny.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
She came up and sang with y'all.
Uh-huh.
And I love that you were sitting over there. And she's like, how about we do it? You're like, nope, I want to do one of your songs. She's like, nope, I want
to
do one.
She was trying to do like Merle or something, something we could all sing along to. But we can all sing along to her songs. We've loved her since we were little. She's the sweetest and the coolest and the most, I think, out of her class of musicians. She just works so hard and she's so kind and fun. She was drinking whiskey yesterday afternoon in a coffee cup. I was like, my girl, you know.
She finished and walked out, and I had to go make another announcement, and I walked out with her. I was right behind him, and she didn't see me, but she turned around and said, that girl can sing her ass off, and she was speaking about you. And I was going to wait and say, so she's a fan of yours.
I know. It makes
And now
it's
y'all are
so
best
strange.
Friends and skiing partners. Isn't that odd?
It's so strange. And when Jamie Lynn, I think it was 2016 because the memory popped up on the plane when I was flying up and it was me awkwardly like filming her cute little lime green, you know, ski jacket. And I remember sending it to my parents and going, I know you can't tell who this is. I'm skiing with Susie Boggess right now. Like, what is life? Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So thanks to Jamie Lynn for tearing her ACL to make that happen.
Oh,
yeah.
We miss Jamie Lynn on this trip.
I miss her too.
New album.
New album.
How's your new project, your new baby?
Yeah, it comes out January 24th, and I'm very, very proud of it. I went back to the finishing school in Austin with Gordy Quist and Trevor Nealon from the band of Heathens. And they, Trevor, it was his first time producing, and he just knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was the most fun that I've ever had in the studio ever. The guys are so professional, but they're also funny and lighthearted. And when it's time to work, we work. And when it's time to relax, we just have the best time. And I just had never felt more myself in studio. And this batch of songs lent it to that too. It was just a very personal record, but also I'm just exploring. I'm just older and I'm thinking about the world a little bit differently than I did when I was, you know, in my 20s and 30s. So that's coming out in my writing too. But, and of course I, you know, went through a personal, I went through a divorce, in the last year and a half. And so it's kind of me going through that season, creatively. And I don't know, I'm really proud of it and I can't wait for people to hear it. It's very different for me.
What's it going to be called?
It's called,
you sent it to me and then you walked in, have you listened to the album yet? And I'm thinking,
Carry You With Me.
Carry
You With Me. And the cover on the photo I took in Joshua Tree, every time I've put out a record, I don't know if I've talked to you about this before, but it's a picture I've taken on my iPhone.
Oh, really?
Every record that I've put out since I started doing this full time. So my first one in 2013, Triggering a Flood, took a picture with like first gen iPhone, so it wasn't a good quality.
Like a flip phone.
Yeah, and I gave it to my buddy Chris, and I was like, hey, you have to figure out how to make this work. It rained in the desert, and it was like so symbolic for what the song was, and I was like, it's got to be the cover. And so it's just kind of been a challenge ever since. So This Is Life, I took a picture in Switzerland, what it's like to fly alone. I took the picture down driving into Marathon for a show at the Gage. Of a hawk sitting in this tree, and like as I went to take a picture, it took off flying across the field, and so the Dodd sisters took that and like got the hawk mid-flight.
That's awesome.
Anyway, and then Electrostatic, they did the same. I had taken a picture of these lightning bolts, and they put like my face in front of it. Anyway, it's just it's been really fun for me to continue to challenge myself to like either write a song. I wrote a song based on that picture, like as the sun was setting in Joshua Tree. That was kind of my inspiration for the song, so it made sense for me to put it on the cover, but. It's been really fun. Every part of it. I was just talking to Kaysen before we started that he was in studio shooting live footage of everything, and I used his reels and made a music video for the title track. So.
Producer Courtney now.
What's weird?
Yeah.
No.
That's hard once you start getting behind the keyboard trying to.
Oh, you want to talk about keyboards? I only have an iPhone. I don't own a computer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's
and now,
better
it's,
for
now
it.
It's stubbornness. Like now I don't want to own one.
All right, you don't own a keyboard, a computer. When you're writing, are you old school like tape recorder or are you on your phone?
Paper. I'll start. I do voice memos though of like all my ideas. So like as I'm working on it, I'll have like a little 20-second clip of the hook or whatever I'm working on. And then I go back with pen and paper and write still.
Because I've heard Dolly talk about it before. Tape recorder, paper.
Yeah, that's how I like it. But then once it's done, I'll type it up in my phone because then I can take it on the road and play shows. And if I need to look at the words,
no computer Courtney, I like that.
No computer Courtney, that's cute.
Are you doing the tribute? Are you a part of that?
I am.
Wow. What are you singing?
Loving County.
Oh, wow.
I'm terribly nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, that's a lot
of words. That's a lot of words.
Well, I told Robin last night, I said, you know, your brother never sang at these tributes without walking up with lyrics in his hand. I'm taking lyrics on stage. She goes, oh, I'm taking lyrics on stage. I was like, if his own sister is taking lyrics on stage, then I'm going to do it too. So
it was. I was listening to Robin sing last night, and I was standing right next to Matt.
I mean, that's Charlie with boobs.
It was Charlie.
Right?
It was odd.
No, it was awesome.
What was the song? I don't remember the name of the song.
I can't remember either.
But the more she sang, I was like, that's Charlie Robinson.
Well, then the talking and the delivery and the punchiness. It was great. Yeah. I got lost in it. She's so cool.
Yeah. Looking forward to the... So have you run through that song yet? Okay.
And Heather Stallings going to play fiddle on it. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Heather's pretty darn good.
she's incredible.
Yeah, just sitting up there last night, I'm like, there's songs that she doesn't even know that she's playing studio quality, like put that down on tape.
Right.
Even Susie looked over and was like, wow, you know my song.
I know. Right. Heather's one of the most incredible musicians I've ever met. She loves music. It is her deepest passion, you know. It's so fun to be up here with her and watch her just enjoy playing with everybody. And she wants to meet everybody and be everybody's friend and sing on it, play on everybody's songs.
I'd like to apologize, sort of, if we both work for the same company, there'd be HR last night. But I made a compliment how hard you've worked on your fitness. I walked up to you last night and said you look hot.
Yeah, it was nice. I woke up thinking about it again this morning. I was like, man, I got a compliment last night from Eric Raines.
You've worked really hard at that.
I've worked really hard.
And you got a trainer?
I wouldn't say. I did have a trainer for a bit, and then he got kicked out of the Anytime Fitness for... it was Planet Fitness, the Purple Planet. So he got kicked out for training there because he didn't work for them. He was a private trainer.
And he's just kind of doing it on his own.
Yeah. And so he's like, I set you up on this app and you can do this. I was like, Tommy, here's the deal. I need you for accountability. Like getting up at 5 a.m. and coming to talk with you about being single. And like, you know, he used to be my bartender in college. And now he's like this bodybuilder. And he's so fit. And he's got his life together. And it's just been so funny. But I can't do it without him. So it's about time for me to like go, how can I work out with you in person again? Where do I need to go to make this happen? Because I'm not as motivated. I'll go for a walk. I love walking. So like a good 45-minute walk. I leave my house. And we have a really great walking trail, and then there's this bunch of cool old houses, and I just kind of wind around town about 2.75 miles is about what I do. And I like that. It keeps my mind sharp too.
Yeah, I'll go to the gym every day, but a lot of times I'll just sit in the parking lot.
I don't like being on a treadmill. I like to see things. Right. And I'll take a different turn and change the road up. I don't like walking on a track. Like anything that feels repetitive, I'm going to quit. You know, I need something to like just...
If there's not somebody there pushing me, holding me accountable...
Or a dog barking at me when I'm trying to get away from it.
Well, there's that. Was your trainer pulling out the calipers? Doing body fat?
No, I did have to measure. I mean, I had to take before and after pictures, and I was like, he goes, I mean, you don't have to do it, but the one I was talking to you about, she was just an accountability coach, and I had her for almost a year, every single morning, weigh, take a picture of the, and then it was a diet that I followed, you know, it's like oatmeal with blueberries every morning for breakfast. And then for lunch, it was a brown rice with a lean protein. And then for dinner, it was a really big salad, and I make really great homemade vinaigrette. So I loved it. I was just air frying chicken, just air roasting it and then slicing it up, and I would take it on the road. So I like consciously packed a cooler. I was taking my own food with me and just making myself get out and walk. And Jamie Lynn, she would, when we go up and do our little summer trip, it was good because she would do it with me. So we'd go to a store, we'd get groceries, we'd go walk every day, we'd get out and find some place to move our body. So it was really nice to have somebody with me doing that and like making sure I didn't go, eh, it's all right, I don't have to do it today.
Paying off, you look great.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I know you've been working hard
at
that. I
have, thank you.
New album again with the date, you said it earlier, January 24th.
Yeah,
look there.
It's coming up.
Now, I can't remember the title.
Carry You With Me.
Yeah. Which you just played for us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I sense you're smiling a lot more here lately.
Yeah.
I find peace with
I'm in old CP era, just kind of taking care of myself. And that is, I'm finally finding joy in being alone, which I didn't know that I would ever get to that place. But I'm really okay with it right now.
And I do agree with Susie Boggess that you should play the other song every single night and every single gig that you ever play,
Thank you.
She said last night.
Yeah.
Which you did and which you should.
She told me that, I want to say it was, I didn't put it in a set somewhere, and she was at the show, and she came up to me afterwards. She goes, I know you don't want to hear this, but that's your song. She's like, you have to sing it. She goes, you have to do it. And so I've remembered her saying that.
Yeah. Oh man. Best of luck today with Charlie Robinson.
Yeah,
trying to get
I'm looking
through
forward to that.
Get through Loving County. Did your heart just still start?
Yeah, and it's not even, I just, when there's family there,
yeah,
that's the part. It's looking out at their people, especially in a situation like this. You know, I mean, the time I didn't even sing to Dean Dillon, I sang harmony in front of Dean Dillon, and I was just shaking. You know, I get to that place. I've been singing Alabama my whole life. I learned it when I was like 18 or 19 years old. That's how I met Cody Canada. I still got nervous singing that for them.
Yeah.
Reckless Kelly, same thing. I don't like singing in these things unless it is, I know the song and it's truly a tribute. You
can
know?
Own it.
And this is, I'm nervous today. I don't know why.
Do you get nervous?
Yeah,
I still
get nervous. And I think it's
a good nerve.
I think it's a good nervous. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it when my hands shake because I don't feel like I can control, you know, like I'll get up there for that tribute and my hands will be shaking. It's the only time that I feel like that. is during the tribute every year. And no matter how prepared I am, I get up there and there's something about that, especially when it's in memoriam almost, you know, it's just
big
like,
time.
Oh, it's just, there's a heaviness and a, I want to do
with the family standing or sitting right there or maybe on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll have some people around you to make that happen with you as well.
Yeah.
Do you ever, are you standing or sitting for this?
I believe we all sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever stand to get nervous and that knee starts trembling and you can't make it stop?
Yeah.
I've been talking before and I'm like, I can't make it stop. Mm-hmm. It's the most uncomfortable.
And then you almost hear the shake in your voice from it, right?
And then I'm like, can everybody see that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would think that hands shaking would probably be harder to find your grip on a guitar.
Well, mostly it's my left hand. Like, especially since I broke this hand, this finger just kind of does what it wants to do. And so if I'm shaking and I can't make it hit the exact string where it's supposed to hit.
Oh, there's that part.
Yeah. It's just... You know, getting
you'll have plenty of love up there on that stage to get through it.
Yes, you're right.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Hope now that we got some smiling and a new album that I see some more videos out from you, Miss Jamie Lynn. I love those. I watch every single one of them when y'all are traveling together or when you're picking your nose with a pepper and crying publicly.
That's a long, that was a bit ago.
Still one of my favorite videos ever. When...
Don't ever pick a ghost chili and forget about it and then touch your nose. Don't ever, ever do that.
But the fact that you would go live with it.
Yeah, I had to. I had to. I wanted to remember.
Asking for help. Courtney Patton live with Austin, Texas.
Thanks,
Country 95.9. Thanks for coming by.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.